I affirm my dream and watch as it unfolds. I affirm my dream and watch as it unfolds. I have some dear friends from Farmington, New Mexico, and they're always into some new adventures. They like to create experiences in their life that everybody else would frown upon and never bother with at all. But they love to do it. And recently, they moved down to Belize. And in their move to Belize, they found a countryside, they found an environment, they found a world that was just as thrilling as could be. And what they found also were the same people that they knew in Farmington, New Mexico. The same people they knew in their special program where they worked with healing, they worked with training people in wholeness, they worked with the art of living in your most outstanding, most fantastic, most remarkable spirit, mind, and body. And they live there every single moment of their life. This is their world. This is how they live. They never thought of what would happen. They just had the opportunity to go down to Belize, and they went. They just packed up their entire business in Farmington, New Mexico, packed up the entire friendships and all their world, and moved to Belize. But, as happens with all of us, we cannot pack up our belongings, pack up our life, and just move away, because that world that we lived in, that world that we experienced, is always still with us. It went right with them, right down to Belize. All the lovely people that they knew before, all the people that had been so significant in their life, were right there with them. Right down in Belize. And what did they do? Oh, they had some wonderful adventures. And this morning, I had a call from them, and Sue and Randy Barnes told me that they had just gotten their new house, a big, beautiful 2,400 square feet house that is going to be right in the center of town, and it is ideal for their work, for their clients, and for themselves. And they're looking forward to having a pool. And this is, as Randy put it, an absolute necessity down here. Right now, at this time of year, he said, the temperature is ideal. But he said, most important of all, the people are wonderful. The people are proving to us that they can accomplish anything they want. They come to us for their desires, and we work with them. We treat with them. We show them the metaphysical ideas that are going to strengthen their heart and their life and their affairs. And as we do that, we are strengthened in our heart, our life, and our affairs, Randy told me. And I said, and how is your lovely wife, Sue? Where is she? And a voice came out. She was listening to our conversation. She said, I'm right here. She said, and we just had to call you, Herb, and wish you a wonderful new year, because you have made the previous years that we have in our life just all the more beautiful by your presence. And I said, the feeling is absolutely mutual, you guys. You're just absolutely fantastic. You're just absolutely wonderful. And they are. They are. They're the kind of people who do what they want to do. They go out and have the experiences they want to have. They dream their dreams. They affirm their dreams. And they watch as it unfolds. They've gone down to Belize, a completely foreign culture to what they knew in Farmington, a completely foreign culture to what they knew all of their life. But it was an adventure, and it was thrilling, and it was exciting, and the opportunity was there, and they went. They followed their dream. They affirmed their dream, and they watch as it unfolds now. They know that when they put a cause in motion, that cause brings results in their life in a most exciting, fascinating way. And because that cause is most exciting and the most fascinating way, they are always having new adventures that tell them things that they never dreamed would be possible before. They never dreamed it would be something that they would experience. And yet, they did dream it, because all of life is the revelation of the dreams we have in our heart. All of life is the revelation of the experiences that we have in our heart and that we hold dear to ourselves. All of them. Sue and Randy Barnes are experiencing the adventures of their life, and they're just having a grand time doing it. Katarina Suter moved down to New Zealand, and in New Zealand she found a place that was so wonderful, so different from the Switzerland she knew and the California that she knew and all the other places that she had been. And she found this place is something that really turns her on. It's her dream. And she's affirming her dream. And she's raising horses and she's training them. And she's having friends who come over and give her a hand when it's most needed. And she had to get her hay in from the field, and the rain was coming, the snow, not snow, but the rain was coming because it's summertime now down in New Zealand. And so she had to get the hay in from the field because she hadn't gotten it in earlier. And her friends from all around came to say, let us help. And not only let us help, but they just pitched in and helped. And they did it beautifully, wonderfully, fantastically, and are just so delighted to do it. Irene Merkley and her friend Mark had lived in Switzerland all their life, and Irene was a nurse, and she was a competent, capable nurse doing wonderful things. And what did she do? She went to Turkey with her dear friend, and they found Turkey to be a nation of magic and wonder, and they thought, wow, this is great. And so they bought a home in Turkey. And they sold their properties in Switzerland, and now they're living in Turkey. And they're affirming their dream, and they're watching as it unfolds, not realizing all the possibilities that will be before them, not realizing all of the magic that is going to come out of them. But they're ready for it. They're ready for it. Yeah. Stephen Stressley, he started his dream too, and he wrote a couple books, and he had surrounded himself with beautiful beings in keeping with his philosophy. He realizes that as he affirms his dream and watches as it unfolds in magical, beautiful ways for him, and he builds up a wonderful school in Switzerland based upon the philosophy that is the magic in his life. He is watching as he affirms his dream. His dream is out of him, out of his choices, and out of the magic that he revealed from within him. And Gertrude Suter, she has children, and her children are somehow being touched by the nations of Africa and the nations of Thailand, and they're incorporating those nations right into their world. And Gertrude is finding that she has an interest in those areas far greater than she ever dreamed possible. And she is affirming her dream and watching it unfold as her children are moving to Thailand and planning on building a home there and doing all the wonderful things they do. And yet her grandson and granddaughter grew up in Switzerland and learned that as a wonderful place. And her other son, Martin, he found a girl that was most important in his life in Greece, and he had to go down there and be with her, and they had to come up to Switzerland, and their nation, international families, international activities, all these things are taking place in all the world around us, and it's just something so utterly amazing and utterly fantastic that everyone is affirming their dream and watching as it unfolds. You and I can affirm our dream and watch as it unfolds if we wish. We can affirm the magic that we are. And the magic is born out of who we are. It's born out of our past, but not in our past. As we live in the present, we affirm the dream and we watch as it unfolds in the present, having nothing whatsoever to do with who we were, but who we are right now. And what is our dream? Our dream is to be ourselves and have fun and enjoy it with all our heart. This is the magic of who we are. This is the magic of the life that we live. This is the magic of the people that live in our life. We are all living this wonderful world. We are all living our wonderful dreams. We are all being the magic people that we are. And it's just like Rosalie and Alvin. Her children are all growing up as successful, dynamic, wonderful people. And her son has taken an interest in Thailand too. And he has many friends there. And he's down visiting in Thailand now, affirming his dream and watching as it is unfolding right in his life, right in his heart, right in his world. We all do this. We all do this in many glorious ways. These are just a couple of the hundreds of students who have passed through the University of Healing and gone on to create for themselves a world, a life, a magic that is unbelievable, and yet it is happening to them. They affirm their dream and they watch as it unfolds. And how often do we affirm our dream and then forget our dream and forget that we have affirmed it as it is happening, and we think to ourselves, golly, I'm certainly good fortune there. That was a lucky thing for me. Why did that happen? And we forget that we affirm our dream and that we watch as it is unfolding in our life. For who we are is so wonderful, so fantastic, so glorious. It's only the beginning of the world in which we live. Today, you can make your point of affirming your dream and watch as it unfolds in your life and know that it unfolds in its divine, perfect, right way for you right now. And you let go of everything. You let go of the past. You let go of the present. And you live in your affirmation of your dream as it is unfolding in your world. It is done now. I know that. You know that. And as I spoke positively to the Barnes in Belize this morning, and I told them that they are magical people who accomplish all the dreams they have for themselves and for everyone in their world, they could only say amen. You too can only say amen. Affirm your dream and watch as it unfolds. I am affirming my dream and your dream, and I'm watching as it unfolds. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.